case number six?
Nope.
All right, I guess that's it, so. Okay, I have to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the secretary's report.
Seconded. Any discussion? All those, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Who was the second, Albert?
Yes, ma'am. Albert, he's already turned in his form today.
LB, sorry.
Okay. Any new business?
Yes.
We have those two cases that need to be dealt with. Let's see here. Okay, so there is a discussion on the issue of whether we should reopen case number 23-098. Apparently, the appellant has signified that he is out sick and would not be able to attend the hearing today and requested a continuance.
That was last hearing. That was the 25th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These were both scheduled for the 25th.
I see.
I got an email and a phone message from 23-098 that he was not feeling well and that he would not be able to attend the hearing. It was prior to the actual start of the hearing. I had gotten a call or an email, a call, like 3 days prior to that, saying that he was going to attend. So, I mean, I was under the impression he was coming, but then he said he didn't feel good on that date.
And you have no communication with him since that time?
I called him and told him that we would discuss it at this hearing and I would let him know exactly what.
So he's still anxious to pursue his appeal?
Correct.
Did the board rule on it?
Yeah, it was by default.
These are questions that we show up.
So we found for the issuing authority, so we'd be vacating that and.
It's a motion to reopen.
This would be a motion to reopen, so. Okay, so I will entertain a motion to reopen the case if anyone is so inclined.
I'll make the motion to reopen case 23-098 based on the fact that the appellant seemed to make a reasonable effort to continue his case based on illness.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, discussion? All those in favor of reopening the case, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Nancy, you can reschedule.
Okay. That was a weak aye vote.
Oh, really?
That's a reluctant aye.
Reluctant.
Well, we do have to be careful because someone's, I'm not feeling, you know. There was plenty of attempts to get a person here. They were going to come and then got sick. It's different than someone last minute calling.
This is not something we do lightly.
Right, exactly. It's an exception rather than.
Right. Okay. And along those lines, we have another one, case number 22888. Tracking said it was delivered.
Mm-hmm. July 25th.
Well, that's a different case then. Mm-hmm. If it's been delivered and we have proof, objective proof that he was served with it, then his denial sort of is weak.
So the only discussion matter I would discuss would be, do we hold it against the appellant for having an, I don't know why I'm going to say attorney, for the failure of the attorney he hired to properly administer his case, if that's the right way to put it.
And I have another, just a clarification from Nancy. The tracking was to the attorney's address?
Correct.
Correct. He hired an attorney.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I sent it to the attorney on the 14th. It was delivered to him on the 17th. Mm-hmm. No response from him at all. They didn't show up at the hearing. Mm-hmm. I sent him a decision letter saying he lost his case, and that's when he contacted me and said, hey, I never got the letter. Uh-huh. But yet he got the one that I sent, the one that he lost the case to. Mm-hmm. So he receives.
I just wanted clarification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you can hold it against the attorney.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's his personal representative, and if the attorney didn't notify him, that's between them. So, is there any motion to reopen the case?
No.
Yeah, same of the board that the prior decision of the board stands. Find it for the issuing authority based on his failure to attend and his attorney's not informing him. Okay. Any other new business? I'll hear a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Any second?
Seconded.
Discussion, all those in favor say, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 11:37.
Okay, who was the...